I want to talk a little bit about entitlements. I'm not really sure what entitlements are, but my assumption
kids can
is...
Tell you.
What?
My kids can tell you.
A lot of people can tell us. Anyway, I have the sense that what it really means is that I didn't earn it, but on some basis, I'm entitled to it. And I think that although our Torah is built on a system of mishpat, Breishis Boy Lekim, because I always like to say that that's not a contradiction to Olam Chesed Yibone, because Hashem created the world to do Chesed. But the greatest Chesed is to let people earn. When a person earns what he gets, he appreciates it more. He's not embarrassed. He enjoys it. He feels ownership. It's mine. I earned it. Even in Hilchas Tzedakah, the highest level of Tzedakah is to give a guy a job. Not to give him money, even a matan besesa. Even if he doesn't know, you don't know. But a job, it's mine. I earned it. I didn't take anything from anybody. So there's certainly, that's the way the world goes. But if the world would only work that way, then Rashi brings in the beginning in Bereshis that the world wouldn't have a kiyum. Because not all the time do people earn what they would like to get or what Hashem would like to give them. So he tempered it. He made rachamim ashutuf to the mishpat. But it seems to me that there are, besides those things that fit in the category of mishpat, of earning, there is such a thing as an entitlement. I'll give you an example. There's a machlekes in the Gemara, and Tainus, I think it's Tainus Chafei, says that there was a drought, and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Loza, I don't remember exactly. One got up to the Omud and nothing happened. The other one went up to the Omud, said, Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lono Melech Elohoto, Avinu Malkeinu, Rachem Oleinu, Tu Avinu Malkeinu, he said, and it started to rain. A baskoil came out and said, not because the second one who got the rain was greater than the first. This one was a person who was not makpid on his midas. Mavra midas means somebody could hurt him, insult him in this, and he just let it roll off his back. And the other one was not a mavra midasav. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanta asked the question, and mavra midasav is a special schus that your tefillas are answered. Hashem is called mavra midasav, mavir l'akol pshov, one who is mavir. In his dealings with other people, it looks the other way. When they hurt him, Hashem looks the other way when he does things that are wrong. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanta asked the Kasha, he says, if he's Mavram Midosev and he's not Mavram Midosev, so Zeh Godel Mizeh? The one who's Mavram Midosev is greater. So why did the Baskel say, Loi Mipnei Shezeh Godel Mizeh, El Zeh Mavram Midosev, Zeh Inu Mavram Midosev? If the one who's Mavram Midosev should be Godel Mizeh. Rabbi Yisrael answers like this. He says, the first one was Mitalmide Beis Shammai. His shita was La Halocha, you shouldn't be Ma'aral Midosov. Beis Shammai was more strident. That was his shita. More Kavanat Torah and this you have to be. Beis Hillel was Ma'aral Midosov. They had a different shita. So the Gospel said, they're both equal in their mishpot, in their greatness, in their Yirah Shamayim, because each one is following his shita that he learned from his Rebbe. But the one who's Ma'aral Midosov, Hashem deals with him differently. Call him Mavra Midoiso, Mavira lo al Kolpshov. What I call that an entitlement. I didn't earn it. I'm not greater than he is. He's just as great as I am. He's following his Rebbe, Beis Shammai. I'm following my Rebbe, Beis Hillel. So what's the difference? The difference is there's a special thing that to the Mavra Midoiso, I can't. I have to overlook his shortcomings and I have to grant his thing. We find the same thing, the Gemara. I think it's Yud Zayin in Rosh Hashanah, where it says Ravuna Bereid Rav Yeshua, I think, and Rav Popa. Getting old. Anyway, one got sick, and the other one went to visit him, and he saw that Cholosh Le'alma. It says he was dying; it was all over. He ordered the Tachrichim. It's finished. A few weeks later, he sees him in the shuk. What happens? I thought you were dead. So he says, I was already there, up there. I was supposed to die. But since I'm a Maver al Amidus, they're Maver al Kolpshov, they overlooked all my Averis. Now, if that's the case, so why was he Chayav Misa in the first place? Right? If he's the... Terence says he's not greater because of that. What?
Came before.
No, he was always, his whole life, he was Maver al Amidus. So why was that? The Terence says, in Schusim, you deserve to die. But Maver al Amidus is like an outside entitlement. That because of the fact that you're Maver al Amidus, we have to overlook. It's like a different thing. We have to overlook your shortcoming. It overrides, but I call that entitlement. I didn't earn it, but I become entitled to it by dint of something else. We say the same thing every day. We say after the Akedah, Kemoisha Kovash Avraham Avinu Esracham Aviben Yechidoi Kein Yichbeshu Rachamecho Eskascho. Avraham Avinu was Kodesh, overpowered his Rachamim on Yitzchok in order to shecht him. So too, you should let your rachamim overpower your kas. Because Avraham Avinu overpowered, he was koivish. We ask Hashem to be koivish. We don't deserve that. We're not asking because we deserve it. Kimon Shekovish Avraham Avinu, what's that to do with me? Right? Yeah, good, but it's I that we can ask on that particular thing. I don't know. But l'chayra, what it is kimay shikam shavram avinu, ken yich b'shu. Mida keneged mida. Mida keneged mida is an entitlement. Fine.
Schusavas can be an entitlement too.
Okay, that's right. Very good. Schusavas gufa can be an entitlement. You know, really, that could be, but sometimes schusavas is included in the mishpat. I don't know. We don't know all these things. But one thing, it seems to me, bitochen is also an entitlement. Bitochen is an entitlement. It's an amazing entitlement. It's such a powerful entitlement that there's nothing that stands in its way. How do I know it's an entitlement? Because we know, Chazal say, on the posuk, Rabbi Machovim Lorosho, Babatech Bashem Chesed Yisoyevenu. Great are the travails that a Rosha suffers. One who puts his trust in Hashem will be surrounded by Chesed. Say Chazal, Afilu Rosha Ubatech Bashem Chesed Yisoyevenu. Even a Rosha who has trust in Hashem will be surrounded by Chesed, his bitochen will help him. Now, I ask you, he's a Rosha. What do you mean he's a Rosha? He doesn't deserve. He doesn't deserve what he wants. But he has the entitlement of Bitochen. If he has the entitlement of Bitochen, then he... Now, exactly how this entitlement works, I don't know. It could be that it's like, I'm relying on you means that I'm engaged in this deep relationship with you. Because trust in reality is the essential, is the most dominant, is the most critical ingredient in a relationship. If there's no trust, there's no relationship. So it could be that when we put our trust in Hashem, he says, I have to respond to that relationship. Like Mida Kedekemida, you're trusting me, I have to be trustworthy. I have to, you're connecting with me, I have to connect with you. I can't let you down. I can't disappoint you. Whether it works with Mida Kedeged Mida or it's a different type of entitlement, I don't know. But it's an entitlement. So based on this entitlement, I would like to read together here a paragraph from, I know it by heart only in Ashkenaz. You'll forgive me. It's only a small difference. It's Ava Rabba. We say every day before Kriya Shema, Ava Rabba. And in Ava Rabba lies, I believe, a secret of the dramatic extent of this entitlement. Where this entitlement can take me beyond what the greatest forces that exist could not take me. What do I mean? We start by saying like this, Ava Rabba Haftonu Hashem Elokeinu. You love us with this endless, with this tremendous love. Kodesh Baruch had great love for Klal Yisrael since Avraham Avinu, and we followed the derech of Avraham Avinu, Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goyim Lechasodim. Kodesh Baruch had this great love for us. Chem lo gedoy lo visero chomal to aleinu. Not only that, you have great Rachmonis on us. So we're referring here to the fact that he took us out of Mitzrayim. As I've mentioned many times, the Tosfos Rid says that really we couldn't be zeichet to Kabbalas HaTorah. So, because we stem from Oiv de Avodah Zorah. But he put us in Mitzrayim, and he was chem lo gedoy lo visero chomal to aleinu. He had Rachmonis on us. And he was able to give us berachamim what he couldn't give us bedin. We couldn't earn it. It's an entitlement. Rachamim sometimes is also an entitlement. I can't. You didn't earn it. You didn't earn it. You're a ben avi lezora. You can't be zeichet amayim ar Sinai. But you know something? I love you anyway. And I have rachmonis. I have rachmonis. I put you in a situation where because you're in such pain and such suffering, I have rachmonis on you. And now I'm going to be able to take you to ar Sinai. But that's, it doesn't stop there because we say more. Chem lo gedoy v'sech ovinu malkeinu. Ba'avur avo yiseinu shebot chu v'cho. In the merit of our Ovois who trusted in you and you taught them Chukei Chaim, you taught them the Torah, Kein Tuchoneinu Slamdeinu, in that schus you should give us this Matnas Chinom, give us the Torah, teach us the Torah, help us to understand and to learn and to master and to be able to follow the Torah. So we see over here three ingredients. We see Ahavo. We see rachamim, chemlo gedol viseiro, but all of that requires a third thing, and that requires ba'avur avoseinu shebot chuvecho. The Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we could not get just because He loved us, because we have this psul of avodah zarah in our genes from Terach. We could not even get because we suffered in Mitzrayim and He had rachmonis on us. That was another ingredient. But there's a third ingredient, and that's the ingredient of Bavur Avoseinu Shebot Chuvecho. Ultimately, the Torah was given to us because of Hashem's love, because of Hashem's Rachmonis, and because of our Bitochen. And here the Mefarshim say either the Bitochen of Nasa V'Nishma, they said Nasa before they said Nishma, which means we're agreeing to do even before we know what we're supposed to do, or because they left the Chacharai by Midbar, because they followed him blindly into the Midbar, Eretz Lo Yizarua, they didn't have anything to take with them, they didn't know what was going to be, and they followed him blindly into this. So one of those two things is why Bavur I was here in Shabbat Chulcho. But you see that despite HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael, Avor Rabo Haftonu, and despite the fact that we suffered so much, and He made us suffer just to be able, Barachamim, to give us the Torah, well, that wasn't enough. There was another ingredient. For that, we couldn't earn it. We couldn't have enough schusim. Even with all His love, we still don't deserve it. With all His rachmonis, after all our suffering, we still couldn't earn it. And there's another thing. There's Bavur Avoseinu Shebot Chobacho. That bitochen, it seems, carried the day. The bitochen carried the day. So it sounds like that no matter how much we have going for us, there's a power that's at least at this, for such a critical gift as the Torah, there's a power that we needed, and that power was bitochen. That, I would call it, that entitlement was bitochen. We couldn't get it in schus, we couldn't get the Kabbalah Satur at all, even though we had the love going for us. And the fact that we had rachmonis, that wasn't enough. Bavur Avoseinu Shebot Chuvecho, and that's why Batalamdem, you taught them Chukei Chaim. Now we ask you, Kein Techoneinu Uslamdeinu. And it seems there's something else. And this is, I can't swear for it. I'm not supposed to swear anyway. But it sounds like Bavur Avoseinu Shebot Chuvecho, Batalamdem Chukei Chaim, Kein Techoneinu Uslamdeinu. It's in the schus of the Ovois that they had bitochen. It seems like the schus of the bitochen of the Ovois is something that we can invoke today. We can invoke today. Now, if it's an earning, if it's something that I earned, I don't know. You know, sometimes you have to, in order to be able to get the schus Ovois, it goes to a certain point, and maybe sometimes you have to follow in that way, and there's conditions. It's not so simple. But it sounds like they trusted you. That entitlement is an entitlement for us and for future generations as well. And that's the power of that bitochen. Bitochen says that everything else aside, you can't get it. You don't deserve it. You didn't earn it, even with all the positive that I have and even with all the rachmonis that I have. But you know something? You put your trust in me. You put your trust in me. It's a whole different story. And the truth of the matter is that we say the same thing today. We say, Torah is niknes bi'asurim. To kinyan ha-Torah, to really be kinyan, to become a Talmud Chochem, to really master Torah, to really understand it and get it, it's difficult. There's Yisurim. It doesn't come easy. It comes with suffering. It comes with difficulty. It comes with challenge. But what I think is very interesting is that we also have to have that bitochon. In other words, why am I subjecting myself to this challenge? Why am I subjecting myself to the sleepless nights? Why am I putting in so much effort? Because I trust that this is the thing that I'm supposed to do. It's also a trust. Our whole lives today, and the lives of all the mitzvahs that we do, and the learning that we do, and the mesiras nefesh that we have, all of this is also a statement of bitochon. Because why are you doing all of this? Hashem said so. Oh, it means you're trusting Him. Maybe He gave you bad advice. Maybe He told you to do some dvarim shel mabakach. Who knows? Maybe this is just exercises in futility. Oh, I trust Hashem. That's why. And when I'm meisa nefesh, and when I'm undergoing Yisurim, when Torah's nikness be Yisurim, that's trust in Hashem. You know, there's a story that I read once about Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. Pirsch Pesach Frank. Pirsch Pesach Frank was a Rav of Yerushalayim. In the 40s, probably, and maybe even before the state, I think. And there was a kanoi, and he was getting paid by the yishuv of whatever kind of a government situation they had there, maybe even into the 50s. There was a kanoi there who used to chepper everybody who took any money from the government. He was against the government. He used to chepper everybody. You know, he would make their lives miserable. So, but Reb Hirsch Pesach, the Rav Yerushalayim, he never started up with. So they asked him, how come? He's also gets his money. He's on the government payroll, whatever. The Iriyah of Yerushalayim, whoever paid his salary. Why don't you, how come you never bother him? So he said, I used to be his neighbor once. And I overheard him talking. I overheard a conversation between him and his wife. His wife says that we don't have any money, we don't have enough money to buy big candles for the winter that you'll be able to sit and learn all night by the candlelight. What should we do? You're not going to be able to learn every night because we don't have enough money for the candles. So he says to his wife, we have these two big metal beds. He says, we'll sell one of them and you'll sleep a couple hours and then I'll sleep a little bit. So this guy says like this. That's what he overheard, that conversation. That's what he's going to do, sell one of his beds. What does he have? How many possessions do they have? To get candles, just to be able to learn one winter, to be able to learn at night. So the kanoi said, Ich chepe no mit menschen, nit mit malochim. I only start up with human beings, not with angels. You know. But where does that koyach come from? To be so meisa nefesh for Torah. Where does it come from to be able to sit and learn? I'm going to sell my one and only, who knows how many possessions, nothing. You know? There it says it comes from a trust. That's a trust. I trust Hashem that this is what you're supposed to do, that this is the right thing, that this is the beneficial thing, that this is the ultimate thing. So there's a tremendous measure of that trust that we feel in the observance of the mitzvahs. But then it goes actually a step further. And this is not only about their trust, but this is about our trust. Then we say, Avinu Avraham and Rachim Rachim Aleinu V'Seim V'Libeinu, put in our hearts to understand the Torah. If the heart isn't motivated, L'Hovna L'Haskil, then nothing else works. I don't listen, I don't learn, I don't pay attention at nothing. But then he says, V'Hoyer Einenu B'Seiro Secho, enlighten our eyes in the Torah. I guess that means some level of see the light, you know, like the ultimate appreciation of what the Torah is. V'tabek libeinu b'mitzvei secho. Devek is glue. Attach our hearts to the mitzvahs. Not just attach our hands to the mitzvahs. But imagine if we put the fullness of our heart was attached to all the mitzvahs. Everything I do with the fullness of kavana to do the mitzvah, the fullness of connection to Hashem. And v'dabek libeinu b'mitzvei secho. The hearts are cemented to the mitzvahs. V'yachid levoveinu le'avol yireh shemecho. And we have b'chol levov charash. He says there's a yitzur tov and a yitzur hara. That's why there's two bases, levov v'cha. So we say v'yachid, unite our heart, that we should love and fear your name, meaning that not only should we serve you with the yitzur tov, but we should even serve you with the yitzur hara, and they should work in sync together. Imagine what a level of shleimus that is, that a person's yetzer tov and yetzer hara are both working in sync. They're both working They're both working together. The yetzer tov and yetzer hara. But the yetzer tov is pulling in one way. The yetzer hara is pulling in another. Even when we pull that way, we're really part of the agenda to pull that way in order to pull us back to this way. And even when I'm pulling this way, I'm pulling this way, but I'm not shaykh. These are levels of spirituality that are the sea, the ultimate. What do we say right after that? We shouldn't be embarrassed forever. And Avud Rom, who always tells us where these phrases in the davening come from, he says, based on the pasuk Elokai b'chobo tachti aleivoisho, in Chof Hey in Tilim Davar Melech says, my God, I put my trust in you. Don't let me be embarrassed. Because I put my trust in you. And now if you don't deliver, it's going to be very embarrassing. Ha! You trusted your God. Look what you get for it. You know what I mean? So that, he says this, for the nevush le'levoid is going on that we have bitochon. And we see it's clear because the next pasuk, the next line says, ki v'shem kodshecho ha'golu v'anura botochnu no'gilo v'nismuch v'shua secha. Because we had so much bitochon in you, we should rejoice in the Yeshua. So I want to ask you, where's the bitochon? I asked Hashem, v'hoyer enenu b'seir ha'secho, v'davik libenu b'mitzvei secho, v'yachi levoveinu yaur yishamecho. That's all I said. I said, let me enlighten my eyes. I should see the light of Torah, and my heart should be so engaged in the mitzvahs that it clings to the mitzvahs. V'yachi levoveinu yaur yishamecho, connect the etzatov and the etzor, both serving this. But where's the bitochon? There's no statement, there's no request, there's no expression of bitochon. It seems that to achieve, but more than even to achieve, to ask for the highest levels of spiritual achievement, that can only happen with bitochon. A person who's focused on the highest level of achievement, how? What do you mean? You really want the Torah to enlighten you. You really want your heart to cling to Hashem. You really want, you're asking with sincerity that the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara should work in unison and sync to be able to love and to fear Hashem. That can only be because you have the ultimate sense of trust in Hashem. Mimela v'loy nevo yishkeva chobotochnu. And with that trust that we have expressed in begging Hashem to elevate us to the highest levels of spirituality, we can already ask, Ki v'shem kodshecha batochnu, nogila v'nismacha b'shua secha. We ask not only for the result of this tefillah, but for Yeshua v'avienu l'sholem yarba kamvasoris. We can even ask for the geula and the Mashiach and everything because of the fact that we developed that trust. So we see that this trust is an amazing thing. On the one hand, you can't possibly achieve. You can't not only achieve, you can't even ask with a sincere heart for spirituality on the highest level unless you trust Hashem. Because, please, I want you to, why would you like me to give it to you? Well, I thought it would be nice. I thought it would be interesting. I thought, no. Terence says, if I'm really asking for it, because I'm trusting Hashem that this is what's good, that this is what's right, that this is what life is all about. And when you have that trust, then everything else can, that trust can leverage, everything else can follow. So we see something else about this entitlement. And I think this entitlement is very significant. Number one, we see that this, that there are levels of spirituality that maybe are beyond us. We can't achieve them, at least where we're holding right now. You know, as people go up and up and up, they achieve. But what we're holding right now, but we, yet everybody can say every day, why? Because if we trust Hashem, then we can then scale those levels of spirituality just not because we earned it, not because we're ready, not because we're on that level, but just because we have mustered that trust in Hashem. And we see something else. That entitlement is so powerful that not only can it entitle us to the thing that we put our trust in Hashem to achieve, once you reach trust, the world is yours. In other words, it's like, trust that you'll help me in Ruchnius is an entitlement, not just to Ruchnius, but an entitlement to the Geula, an entitlement to everything. Because it's really a very simple thing. It's not a question of, well, you trusted me to give you this glass of water, so I'm going to have to give you this glass of water. That's not what it's about. You trusted me, now I have to respond to everything that you want. It isn't like a tit for tat. It isn't like, well, I trust that you're going to give me $10, and therefore he has to give me $10. I trust in your chesed, and therefore you're going to respond to what I want. So the response is not only in the smaller things or the limited things that I ask for. The response goes beyond into the Vavienu, the Sholem, Yarba, Kamfisorets. All this is part of the entitlement of Bitochen. So this Bitochen is such an entitlement. And that's really what David HaMelech said, Vani b'chastecho batachti. I trusted in your chesed. That's all. David HaMelech didn't say, I trust you're going to give me this, I trust you're going to give me that, I trust you're going to beat my enemy, I trust you're going to give me money, I trust you're going to give me that. No! I trust your chesed. Yoge libi b'shuasecho. Now I'm rejoicing in the Yeshua. Every Yeshua is going to come my way. Because I didn't trust you, you're going to give me this. I trusted you. I trust you. And when I have that trust in Hashem and His chesed, He responds in everything. And we have, what we've done with this is, we bypassed all the levels of earning and deserving. Because, b'chastecho b'tachti. Now, Yeshua, how do you know? Maybe you don't deserve the Yeshua.
No.
Yogi libi Yeshua secha, it's going to come. Why? Because ani b'chastecho b'tachti. So that's what I think. It's an amazing entitlement. And it's an entitlement, I guess, meaning that even though I didn't earn it in the merit of my actions, I deserve it because of where I'm holding. That's a little bit what entitlements are, no? I didn't earn it, but I deserve it because whatever it is.
Why wouldn't we just take that road and forget about everything else?
What? Oh, so that's an interesting thing. That is a very interesting... Now, I'm not denying that you could do that. And you might succeed. You might be a Rosh Ubutech Bashem Chesed Sevenu. But what really happens is, I'll answer that with a little bit of roundabout thing. I finished many years ago in Los Angeles a lecture on Bitochen. It was non-religious people. So a Persian woman, she walked up to me and she said, that means I don't have to be religious. If I have Bitochen, I can get what I want. So I says, you're putting me in a very compromising position. I said, what should I do? I have one of two choices. I should either lie to you or tell you that you don't have to be religious to get what you want. I don't know. I'm not comfortable with either position. I said, the truth of the matter is that yes, you can get, if you have Bitochen and Hashem, you can get anything. But one who has Bitochen Hashem, one who truly connects with Hashem, is not going to stay not religious. Is not going to not make every effort to do it. Because if you really trust Him, so I understand, He said make a brocha before you drink this. He said put tzitzis on your garment. He said put on your tefillin. He said keep the Shabbos. You trust Him? Oh, what do you mean you trust Him? There was a newspaper man in Israel. His name was Elio Amikam, one of the old chevra, like from Begin's, Chirutnikim, from these guys. And he came to my son's bar mitzvah many years ago with this, whatever. So they asked him. He said he was like Reb Aryeh Levine was his rebbe. You know, Rabbi was all these guys when the British took them prisoners. Rabbi used to go visit them and take care of them. He was mashpia on them. He did wonders for them. He turned them. Begin was mamish like. He changed his life. Anyway, so they said, You, Reb Aryeh is a Rebbe. If Reb Aryeh would tell you to put on tefillin, you would listen to him? He says, he did, and I do every day. Oh, like, if you really trust, if you really have that relationship, you're not going to disappoint the relationship on any front. So it's true you may come to it with the motivation that I want to develop this trust because I want to get what I want. But after all is said and done, if you're really developing trust, if you really trust him, then anything he tells... When you trust someone, anything he tells you, you're going to do. Because, you know, everything is for your benefit. So that's what I think you have to look at that way.